This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and you are joining us for the final Digging Deeper of 2023.
Oh my Gary.
That's right. Just because the season has ended, just because the year is coming to a close, doesn't mean there's not still some incredibly juicy clips. And Dark Seeker has culled them all for us. And for a rare occasion, I'm going in blind. I haven't listened to any of this.
She's promised us a certified juicer, though. So I think it's fine that we're both going in blind. I think you're going to like it better. There's no spoilers.
But you know? I like to be able to, I like to know the clips ahead of time. I like to listen to them to kind of formulate some opinions.
You have to make a fast judgment.
Fast judgments. Fuck it. That's how we're going to go out. 2023 is going to have some fast-ass judgments.
This is our holiday episode, you know, loosey-goosey. Clues' microphone is no longer picking up claps, so he's just yelling clap when we clap. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, we're peeling the onion a little. For sync, we clap in the beginning of the every episode.
A little behind the curtain there.
Yeah, little peek. So, speaking of behind the curtain, let's get into this.
Digging deeper.
Clap.
Clap.
It's so funny to me. Sorry.
This, by the way, this is a Christmas Digging Deeper. This is December 25th this comes out.
I know. This is our Christmas episode. This is our year ender. This is our last episode we're recording in 2023.
That is correct. So we're going to kick it off with a clip from Almost Famous. The guests were none other than Grocery and Serenier. This was from December 15th. And in this clip, Ben Higgins is talking about some very interesting things that happened to him while he was Bachelor. Here we go.
As Bachelor, and we pulled up and I said this, and I really did mean it. I have this like weird ability when I get nervous, I just want to pee. And so
I'm with
that's
you.
A real thing, nervous bladder.
I do
it.
I have it too. So every day, like every day as I was the Bachelor and we were in the mansion, we would stop in front of the gate and the producer would be like, pause the gate, and I would go and pee in the bushes outside the gate before we got back in the car and pulled back in because I'd be nervous every day of my life that I was here. Because you never really feel like you belong to be the Bachelor. And then you walk in through these front doors, you take a right, and all the girls are usually sitting there, and you're like, I'm back.
You're like, hey, everyone.
Yeah, like, I don't know why again. You're still here, but like, so happy that you're still here this morning. Who was going to date?
I also just took a piss outside.
Yeah.
Don't go in that bush over there.
Actually, one of the producers has pictures every time I did. So he has like 30 pictures of me in the bushes, just there being like, looking back at him.
Oh my God.
There's a lot to take in here. Let's start with Ben Higgins as a nervous peer. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Start with the Zack Snyder cut of Ben Higgins' season.
Second that he's just peeing in bushes willy-nilly. Like, they don't even take him into the house to use the bathroom. They're just, like, pissing this bush.
Pee in the bush? In front of the producers? And we're going to photograph you while you're peeing?
Yep. I mean, look, this to me is not as drastic as what he was saying, that somebody was stationed with him 24 hours a day, even when he was in the bathroom when he was Bachelor. Seems to me like right up the alley of a producer to be taking pictures of him peeing.
Their bathroom bouncer was probably the same person who was photographing his pisses. Where are those photographs?
On somebody's cell phone, and they get pulled out at a party. Look what I got. I got pictures of Ben Higgins pissing in a bush.
Just don't say anything bad on any podcasts or we'll release the pee tapes.
Yes, I think that is what it is. I mean, we've heard that there are just hard drives of kind of secret dark footage from all of these seasons that will never see the light of day, but producers have them. A couple of editors might have these things that include all kinds of stuff.
Fleiss is just watching them in his sparklers room.
Yeah, he's in Fleiss rents out the Las Vegas sphere and just puts them up on the fucking inside of it just for him. It's him and Chris Harrison in there just smoking cigars, swallowing diamonds from Neil Lane's broken diamond engagement ring case.
Blake Moynes' spirit guide date.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
But that's a good opener here. That's a good appetizer.
I mean, my jaw dropped. It went pretty far down there.
I just don't get why he was peeing in bushes. Like, if you're at the mansion, you could just walk in the front door and go to the bathroom there on the right. I don't know why.
I did it.
You didn't pee in the bush. Well, Pace Case, I have something to tell you. I took a piss in the bushes because I knew Ben Higgins was there and I wanted to mark over his marking of that territory.
Oh my God. That makes me think it's just like a disgusting piss trough over there because Ben Higgins probably wasn't the first Bachelor to do it if they're making him do it.
I bet he was. I bet he's the only one to have pissed in the bushes.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
I just don't understand why he wouldn't go inside. It makes no sense to me. Like he's saying the producers are going like, oh, we don't have time. Go pee in the bushes. It's like, what?
You're peeing too much. Yeah.
Maybe he's the most frequent peer of all Bachelors. That's why I think maybe no other Bachelor's done this.
Ben can't pee. Ben can't poop.
Ben can pee.
Ben can pee.
Yeah.
But only trough style and must be photographed.
Yeah. We don't know about the pooping situation with Ben Higgins. Maybe that'll be in the next clip. Mm-hmm. Probably not. But let's move on to it. Nonetheless, our second clip comes to us from Bachelor Happy Hour with Zach Shallcross and Katie Bigger Part 1, which was from December 12th. In this clip, grocery store Joe talks about Golden God Gary's name and his feelings on its pronunciation. Here we go.
Pickleball. We're huge pickleballers. But funny enough, so I was on the same flight as Kathy on Jerry's season.
Oh my gosh.
Really? I was going to the bathroom.
Gary.
What did I say?
You Jerry. Said Jerry. I do the same thing.
Gary.
He's no longer Jerry. The Golden Bachelor, so it won't matter. Gary. You could say it wrong.
Grocery is, in my opinion, getting a little too wild. He's getting a little too loose. It doesn't matter.
Really, it ain't grocery.
We can mispronounce at this point, the most important person's name in the Bachelor franchise, he single-handedly put Bachelor back at the top of the fucking mountain with Golden Bachelor. Now you're going to disrespect this motherfucker? The whole franchise is on this man's back right now.
It's, you know, for me, this is some sour grapes thing about not being Bachelor.
Yup.
He's talked about the alternate universe where he's Bachelor a lot, and I feel like this is closely tied in.
Absolutely.
But also, like, ageism. Come on.
Yep. He doesn't feel...
Respect for Gary.
This is my sleuthing. This is what I can feel coming out of this clip.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery doesn't think the Golden Bachelor is a valid Bachelor. Grocery considers the Golden Bachelor part of this franchise to be kind of peripheral, to be like a Love is Blind, to be like a Winter Games.
Or he's just trying to cover for, was this Katie who mispronounced it?
Yeah, Katie. Which is also unforgivable, in my opinion.
She was at the last live show.
She's going to be at his wedding, I would guess, as well.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah.
Because they're, I mean, technically speaking, a successful couple.
Can't wait for Jerry's wedding.
Jerry, your wedding was so beautiful. Who's that? Who's Jerry? Well, you. No. My name is Gary. Say it with me. Gary the Golden God.
Do you think the Golden Wedding is going to have the same setup as the Kenny and Mari wedding on sand? Just Wells in the front row with Blake blinds.
Oh my fucking God, please. Yeah. It's just them out in the desert outside. It's, they say it's at the La Quinta Resort, but it's not. It's La Quinta adjacent. It's just like literally out in some fucking field next to the La Quinta Resort. Yeah. They bring the same shit from Paradise out, put the little blankets out, the weird wicker basket with two conch shells on it. DLP pulls up in a dune buggy, pulls off his Burning Man steampunk goggles. Hey guys, just came from Burning Man. Let me marry you.
I would love if the Golden Wedding was themed Burning Man.
I know that you would. It would be interesting, but I don't think it's going to happen.
One of my friend's dads had a steampunk themed wedding.
I saw somebody when I went to go see Wonka in steampunk glasses, which I think was a reference to the Johnny Depp Wonka.
It was a protest.
Yeah. I can't believe that Grocery is advocating the mispronunciation of Gary Turner's name. Again, he right now, Gary Turner, is the most important person in this world, in the Bachelor Nation, I believe, and will be until January 22nd. This wedding is the biggest thing ever.
Golden Bachelorette is already taking over BIP's spot.
Maybe. We don't know about that. There, look, I've been looking into a bunch of the kind of rumors and stuff, the things Reality Steve is saying about it. He seems to think...
What's the current status?
Well, I don't know what his sources are or anything like this, but he seems to believe that the way production is going to go next year is Bachelor, right into Bachelorette, right into Golden Bachelorette. Then that's kind of where he stops. But I assume that then means right into Golden Bachelor, who will come from the season of Bachelorette. Golden Bachelorette. If we're looking at that, then you're pushing Paradise into the winter if they're going to do it at all. So I don't quite know. I don't quite know.
Clues, you know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their... they have a traditional deodorant stick, too, which I use. A lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free, it's paraben-free, it's pH-balanced for safe use below the belt, clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a disgusting. High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire. They don't have bulky fabrics. And they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch. So it's like, doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Paradise Opera-ski.
But listen, I have been thinking a lot about this other rumor. Another rumor is that Justin Glaze is going to go into Perfect Match Season 2. If that happens, it means the threshold is broken. The seal is broken. Now Bachelor players can matriculate into Perfect Match Season 2, 3, whatever. Fuck Paradise.
If you are a Bachelor player, try to convince your cousin to go on Love is Blind.
Yeah, exactly. Try to get them to pull you in. Get other family members in the kinetic content family.
Mm-hmm. Get grandfathered in.
And then they'll pull you in. But no, if that door is open so that Bachelor players can now go into Perfect Match, that will be the goal. Paradise will never be the goal again because Paradise is, as we saw, a dumpster fire at this point.
It's not watched by as many people.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, I imagine Perfect Match got such higher ratings than Bachelor in Paradise.
I also think, though, I don't know how Justin Glaze is doing this or if this is even a real rumor. If it's true, it may just be a rumor. But if he is doing it, will he have been out of all franchise shows for 2 years at that point? Because that's generally what they ask of you.
I'm assuming it must be when his contract ends.
Right. So it's like a longer tail kind of thing, and you would still have to maintain relevance because I definitely, the Bachelor show is not going to let you come off of the season of Bachelor or Bachelorette and do Perfect Match that year. Absolutely not. They will not allow it.
They should.
I agree, especially if they're not going to be making Paradise, which again, we don't know if that's true. It's just a rumor that's out there. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Clip number three comes to us from Almost Famous. The guests were Justin Glaze and Susie Evans, December 15th. Ooh. In this clip, Ashley Iaconetti talks about true crime stories that come from players of The Bachelor. Who could she be talking about here? Here we go.
I have this idea, and I'm not, I would get in trouble if I said the origin of the idea, but okay. We should do like crime stories that came from The Bachelor. Like not like love from that. The
That's
Bachelor,
so funny.
But like from contestants and like their backgrounds.
Juicy.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I'll Wait, there's another. I was like, I need the origin after this is off.
Yeah. I'll tell you later. Love that. I think people might be like, I know exactly what Ashley's thinking because I've been thinking of it for like the 8 years that she's been on the show.
Oh my God.
What do you think she's talking about? What do you think she's thinking?
Well, I was like, it could be two people until she said she.
Two? Dark Lord Harrison? You think he's killed?
Chris Soules.
Oh, well, I mean, there's not much to that one, though. That's like kind of an open and shut case.
Yeah, but how many? That's probably the worst crime that we've gotten.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe not.
The one that she's talking about is Kelsey Poe. I think we all know that.
Do you think that? I don't think that's real. There's no evidence. Although, can I just tell you my scream from this episode is that people at my lunch today, these are Minnesotans, were speaking about a Sanderson family, and I said, I know a Sanderson. And then I went on to explain
my God.
It.
That's his first name, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know a Sanderson as a first name. Sanderson Poe. And they were like, that doesn't sound like a real name. I was like, exactly.
Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, if you're listening to this, you probably do know. But just to recap, on season 19 of Bachelor, Chris Soules' season, Ashley Iaconetti had to go head-to-head against this other player named Kelsey Poe in a two-on-one that they both eventually were eliminated from out in the Badlands of North Dakota, I believe. The player, Kelsey Poe, was known very well on that season because she had this PTC about her husband, this guy named Sanderson Poe, who died suddenly when they were together. And it was this kind of tragic story. But she was known for saying, I love my story. It's such a good story. Like she took pleasure in the telling of it, that her husband. So she took great glee in talking about this. And it led many to believe, not just Ashley Iaconetti, it led many within the nation.
Badlands are in South Dakota.
South Dakota, sorry. It led many to believe within the nation that potentially Kelsey Poe murdered Sanderson Poe because she took such pride and happiness in the retelling of this tragic story, saying again, I just love my story. Do you remember this in the fucking ITM?
Yes, of course. It's iconic. But I also think it's much more likely that her husband just died and this is just an edit to try to make her look creepy.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that there's credibility to the story. I'm saying when Ashley is saying, some of you guys might know where the origin of this is, that is what she's talking about.
She's absolutely talking about that.
I'm not advocating that Kelsey Poe actually killed Sanderson Poe. I don't believe that that is true.
No, I think it's inaccurate if I were to guess.
Same. But there are some other things that have come up since then. Like I believe Kelsey Poe left the country for a while and lived somewhere else. There are some things that kind of like people who are deep conspiracy theorists on this.
She's a woman of the world. Oh, no.
I'm talking to you, Dark Seeker.
I wonder who put this clip in.
Dark Seeker's just combing every podcast looking for any little tidbit about Sanderson Poe, putting together her psychopath wall of like newspaper clippings and red yarn and shit.
Yeah, her wall.
Ashley Iaconetti clearly has been doing some thinking about this, too. She's building out in her mind a whole fantasy world of true crime podcasts based on Bachelor Nation players.
It makes me build out a fantasy world of Ashley Iaconetti's podcast, Uncensored.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to sit down with Ashley Iaconetti and have a conversation with her, not only about Kelsey Poe, just about everything that happened in 19, about everything. she is the keeper of so many secrets because she's been in this franchise for so long, and she came into it. Season 19 really was like, that's when you first started seeing the Instagram monsters just coming out of these rookie seasons. All the top players from that season have over 1 million. And we saw for the next maybe like 3 to 5 years, everybody who got into the top four, you're hitting at least 1 million, sometimes 2.
And she knew it. She had the forethought. She applied to go on the show. She was studying journalism, communications or something like that. And like, I just feel like she's like kind of a bachelor genius.
No, I agree. And she knows everybody. Her and Jared Iaconetti are friends with all the big players and stuff. She, I think, you know, I mean, not to get into UFOs, but we're here, so might as well. They say that George Bush Sr. was the person who was most knowledgeable about UFOs because he was not only the president of the United States, but he also was the head of the CIA for many years before that. And so a lot of people believe that he knew everything and he took those secrets to the grave. Ashley Iaconetti is the George Bush Sr. of Bachelor Nation, in my opinion.
Okay. It was a long walk, but I got there.
Thank you. It was fun for me anyway.
Okay. You think he took secrets to the grave about aliens?
George Bush Sr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. There's a weird clip, a video clip of him. I forget. He was at some event and this person has a camera on him that's like a foot away from him and just goes, Mr. Bush, tell us everything you know about UFOs. Says something like that. And he just turns and looks in the camera and kind of does this like, like laughs at it in a way that's like, I know everything. Fuck you. In my opinion. All right, let's move on. We have another clip here to discuss on this final Digging Deeper of 2023. It is also from Almost Famous. The guest was none other than Rachel Recchia. This is from December 11th. And we learn a little bit more from her about BIP season 9 and how it ended. Hmm. And this is some surprising information I think you'll want to hear. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip and every other Digging Deeper we've ever done, and you want to get in Clues Corner, Pace Case Palapa, you want to join us for our live shows. What else? Discord. You want to submit your screams to Twibbon and everything else that's going on our Patreon. You just go to patreon.com/gamerroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You get access to all of it. To all of it. What more could you want as we're about to start 2020 gore?
Clues is basically living in the corner now.
I am. Every time I watch anything.
You can't put baby Clues in a corner because he's already there.
That's right. I put myself there. But we hope you will join us in the pit for 2020 gore. We got a lot of big things planned for sure.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle, It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.